This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
What's your reaction to James winning the Russian title?
I couldn't be happier for him. Personally, you know, it's a... You think back to, you know, look, we're in a team sport, right? And all we ever care about is winning football games as a collective team. But you think back to the training camp, you know, we're sitting up here in these press conferences talking about James Cook, you know, is he a diva? Is he, he's not wanting to be a part of it. Why would you pay a running? And all he's done is just showed up to work and absolutely put on an incredible performance this year. I couldn't be happier for him. Not often do guys get paid and then take their game up to another level. Jimbo winning the rushing title, it takes, you know, all the guys up front that are doing it, the receivers blocking all of that. But and to really do it in one less game, you know, I think was really impressive, and I couldn't be happier for him.
You're on record saying James Cook is not a diva.
I'm on record saying James Cook is a lot of things. He's a man of not a lot of words, but he is not a diva. He's an absolute football player, and we are a large part of who we are because of him, and I couldn't be happier for him.
How much were you watching the Ravens-Steelers game with James in mind?
I was asleep. it was important for a lot of reasons to get it, but Jimbo would have showed up and been ready to go for the playoffs. I was happier knowing his two carries. He was off the field feeling good yesterday. He's a critical element to our success, and you know, that was an added bonus, but his health was my priority.
Do you have a favorite run of his this season?
That's a great question. I think the first one that stood out to me was the gap scheme against Carolina Panthers, where he had 7 in the hole and made a miss and, you know, took it a long distance. He put the team on his back that game. That's the first one that comes in my mind. But the thing about James is his consistency week in and week out. You know, that they know it's not like it was something where we started running the ball later in the season or whatever. It was something that they knew they had to stop James Cook going into the game, and his preparation and knowing what that was going to take, a lot of fun.
Take on
best run defense in the NFL this week. Perfect that James Cook finishes as the rushing title leader. But what have you noticed so far in the way the Jaguars can stop the run?
Yeah, it's obviously a little, still early to give an accurate response to that. You don't make it into the playoffs nowadays without being a strong defense that is going to be able to take away something, whether that's a run or the pass. And look, they've played some of the top runners, right? Jonathan Taylor was, you know, part of, in that division. They've played the top, and you know, they're playing at such an elite level right now. That's going to be a huge challenge, huge opportunity for us to go on the road and do that. You know, but I believe it's a challenge that we'll be up for.
Been in a lot of football games now with Deion Dawkins, and he'll see a lot of Josh Hines Allen. Can you take as much as you can, I know you don't want to get into strategy, into how much your confidence in him against a player like that feeds into the game plan, or just your confidence level in blocking for Josh?
Yeah, I mean, Deion takes so much pride in being Josh Allen's left tackle. He knows with what comes with being a left tackle is going against the best defensive ends in the NFL. And, you know, Josh Hines Allen is one of them. And it's a task that I know the best of the best are always up for. They want to go against the best. I have all the confidence and the trust in Deion to do that. I know it's going to be a challenge like it is every week when you go against dynamic pass rushers. But there's a reason he's been our Pro Bowl left tackle, you know, because he's up for those challenges.
Battle tested a bit with the schedule that you've seen, some of the defensive lines gone against this year to be prepared for what they offer?
I think any team that makes it in the playoffs has been battle tested. You don't just walk into the playoffs. Like, it's really hard to win any game in the NFL. But every defensive line, every defense is different in their own way. It's not just, hey, like, different teams might have dynamic defensive lines, but in different ways. That presents the unique challenge week in and week out. To get to where you ultimately want to be, you're going to have to go against the best defensive lines. That's how you win in the playoffs. Like I said, it's going to be an opportunity and challenge for us that I look forward to.
Josh last week was pretty blunt in saying that he needs to do a better job in terms of limiting the number of sacks that he takes. It was a pretty big jump from last year to this year in that number. When you analyze that portion of the offense, what stands out to you in terms of what needs to get cleaned up, you know, moving forward?
I think, look, there's never one specific thing. You know, it was an opportunity this past week to have Josh kind of, Mitch was outstanding yesterday, but it gave us an opportunity for Josh to kind of go back and watch things from the season. Is there anything that has showed up, both scheme-wise, footwork-wise, and hey, what are things that we want to do as we move into the playoffs, or what are some things that we're like, hey, you know what, this isn't something that we need to move forward. And we have an uptick in sacks, and there's never one specific reason for why that is. But he knows if he does a good job, some of the best things he does is keep plays alive, and I'm understanding that. But there's a time and a place to live to another down, and he knows that there's some sacks that he took this year that he obviously wishes he had back.
Mentioned having some time to kind of look at some of that film. Was this mostly week off? I know he took the first snap, but mostly week off. Was it as beneficial maybe mentally for him as it was giving him some rest physically?
I'm sure. It's the toughest position in sports is the quarterback position. What you go in week in and week out, and the mental, the physical. I mean, you guys see what he looks like after games. You know, it kills me, right? And, but then he comes in on Monday, comes in on Tuesday, and he's ready to go on Wednesday. And so anytime you can give that opportunity to rest a little bit, I think that helps both physically and mentally. And I know, don't get me wrong, he showed up yesterday wanting to go 70 plays if he had to. But, I'm excited to see how he utilized this past week and watch Josh Allen play in the playoffs like Josh Allen is. Yeah, my only attention was on the New York Jets and doing everything I could to put those guys in position to have success. It wouldn't be right for me to, hey, I'm gonna look at our self-scouts. You guys go play an NFL game. So I thought it was something just to put on his radar, just to refresh some things. I thought he did an outstanding job of being honest and truth about certain elements. And I know it can naturally seem like it's a I don't want it to seem like it's bigger than it is. It's not like we're, hey, the, you know, he watched it and the whole offense is going to be transformed just because of some notes that he saw. But if anything, it's, look, it's so hard to watch. You don't watch cut-ups until after the season. You come in and your season's over and you show up for training, you know, OTAs, and you're like, all right, let's watch what we did last year. And so I thought it was a unique opportunity for him to kind of watch some of those things ahead of time. And, you know, but as you guys know, I got game on the line. I want the ball in his hands. And regardless of whether he watched tape or not, he's going to be ready to go this week.
Did he do that at this time? It was a similar situation in week 18 last year. Did you have him do something similar to that last year, or was this new to this year?
I don't remember necessarily. I know it was just something that I think the mental element, wanting him to not have to prepare, go through a preparation of watching tape and evaluating himself as opposed to going through the mental of everything, knowing you're not playing. Like I said, I probably make it sound like it's a lot bigger than it really is. But, you know, just like Josh Allen is, everything he does, he exceeds that, and he did an incredible job, really beneficial for us.
Is there a psychological edge or confidence in scoring on the opening drive that it provides? You guys are 7-2 this season in doing so. I mean, I'm not saying you don't win when you don't, but just the edge that you think the team gets from scoring on a touchdown on the opening drive.
Yeah, I think it's important to start fast. Like anytime you can, you know, you try to be intentional about openers, and, you know, we try to have a lot of communication about what we're trying to get done early. Anytime you can score early, I think it's an added bonus. But I also don't want our guys to feel like, you know, we're 0-2 at the plate and we have to choke up. And it's like, man, if we don't score on this opening drive, like, oh, man, this is going to be doomsday. It's like, we're going to figure it out. All I ask is for them to go out there and execute the plays. And if everybody just does their job, good things are going to happen. And if it doesn't, we're going to reload. We're going to figure out what went wrong and be ready to hopefully go score. You know, whether you score drive one and you don't score drive two, or you don't score drive one and you score drive two, it ends up being the same. So I love us when we start fast and things are rolling. But, all right, once that drive's over, let's go get ready for drive two.
Josh Allen has put together multiple impressive playoff performances. I know every season is different, but what is his demeanor when you guys turn the page to the playoffs?
I think when you guys I don't think he doesn't prepare any harder. He doesn't, you know, he has a standard by how he does things. But I don't want guys to have to do anything out of the ordinary besides just doing the ordinary things on each play. But the greatest of the greats are somehow able to take their game to another level in the playoffs. Everything is faster in the playoffs. It's more physical. Look, the reality of it is we're not guaranteed another week. And when he raises his game, everybody else elevates their performance as well. And we don't just assume that's going to happen just because it's happened. You know, he's going to put in the preparation, everything this week. But as we all know, come Sunday, Josh Allen will be ready to go.
Talk with Friday a good bit about what it's been like, the situation of just having two quarterbacks on the roster right now. What's that like, whether in practice or in games, from your perspective of, you know, navigating Josh's injury the last few weeks but not having an extra body in shape here? Just how has that impacted you?
Yeah, I think if you try to look at everything from a silver lining, it was an opportunity for Mitch to get so many reps. And he was outstanding yesterday. And, you know, he took the look team reps, and, you know, he didn't take a rep off last week. And, I felt like he got out there and he was in he was in a comfortable position. And, yeah, I think anytime you can have three on the roster, you'd prefer to always have three. But we're at the time of the season where sometimes you don't get a lot of practice reps. You know, it's all about a lot of it is body and walkthrough. And, you know, Mitch was able to, you know, capitalize on those added reps.
You've talked about Brandon Cooks and his impact and away from the field as well. But now that he's been in the building, maybe he even got a breath of, you know, took a deep breath yesterday. What have you noticed his kind of impact on this offense?
I think you felt the Philly game, you saw the impact that he can have. You know, we obviously didn't play well as an offense, but you see him be able to make big plays. But I speak way more what he's done for the room, what he's done. Like, when you go out to practice and you watch Brandon Cooks just prepare and in between drills, what he's doing, like, he is a pro's pro. There's a reason he's in this league this long, and he impacts our offense on the field. But I think our guys naturally see him and see a guy that's been doing it for so long at such a high level, and it's like, all right, well, shoot, maybe I should be doing that right now. And so I think that helps us in itself. I'm sure it was kind of like Coop last year. I mean, you get traded or you sign, and it's just, you know, you're just sprayed with a water hose up until, you know, to get a break. And so I thought it was important for him. It was a great opportunity for those other guys, but to get his, not saying his legs aren't back, but just to get him a set for the same mental, just, hey, take a sec, reset, and now we're rolling into the playoffs. And he obviously wasn't happy to hear that, wanted to go, but he knows what's all he cares about is winning football games right now, and that's helpful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.